This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. We are on standby right now for this conference that's going to be held by James Comey, the director of the FBI. And will we find out today if Hillary will be indicted, if they will move forward, or if they will say they've checked everything, they've done their due diligence, and there's nothing further, further to consider here. Time will tell. We'll get that announcement shortly. I think there are some telling things to consider here. I believe that if there was going to be an indictment announced, or at least a recommendation for an indictment, that's because they're not the ones to execute an indictment, but when they will recommend one. If that was the case, I'm not sure that President Obama would be on a plane with Hillary Clinton right now. So, you know, some of these other optics would indicate that there's probably going to be some way for the FBI and the Department of Justice to exit out of this and to make it old news, which is, you know, what the Democrats love to do. They like to take something, whether it's Benghazi or issues of Hillary's emails or anything that has to do with credibility or a fulfillment of her office as anything less than indictable, that there's misunderstanding, there's plausible deniability, and on and on. So we'll see, and we should understand shortly if that's the case or if it's something altogether. But the indication would be that James Comey would not be doing this unless it had something to do with their investigation. After all, over the weekend, they had had a 3-hour meeting with the Secretary of State, and I didn't see any indication or signs of any kind of jubilation on their part. She's pretty good about being able to hold her cards. Now we're getting reports from the studio that Comey has begun the news conference, and we're waiting for the headline here. And as soon as we have that, then we will pass that on to you.
First, I'm going to include more detail about our process than I ordinarily would, because I think the American people deserve those details in a case of intense public interest. And second, I have not coordinated this statement or reviewed it in any way with the Department of Justice or any other part of the government. They do not know what I'm about to say. But I want to start by thanking the FBI employees who did remarkable work in this case. Once you have a better sense of how much we have done, you will understand why I am so grateful and so proud of their work. So first, what we have done. This investigation began as a referral from the Intelligence Community Inspector General in connection with Secretary Clinton's use of a personal email server during her time as Secretary of State. The referral focused on whether classified information was transmitted on that personal system. Our investigation looked at whether there is evidence that classified information was improperly stored or transmitted on that personal system in violation of a federal statute that makes it a felony to mishandle classified information either intentionally or in a grossly negligent way, or a second statute making it a misdemeanor to knowingly remove classified information from appropriate systems or storage facilities. And consistent with our counterintelligence responsibilities, we have also investigated to determine if there is evidence of computer intrusion by nation states or by hostile actors of any kind.
Are you recording this?
Now, I have so far used the singular term email server in describing the referral that began our investigation. It turns out to have been more complicated than that. Secretary Clinton used several different servers and administrators of those servers during her 4 years at the State Department. And she also used numerous mobile devices to send and to read email on that personal domain. As new servers and equipment were employed, older servers were taken out of service.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop here. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. The news conference with FBI Director James Comey continues. As he stated, number one, he did not corroborate or have any pre-discussion with the Department of Justice, the White House. He pretty much is doing this, just based on what the FBI has assembled at this time. Three issues that he's going to present to us is, you know, the process, what they went through, what they determined, and what they will do, and what his recommendation will be as a result of those two previous steps that the FBI took. So James Comey, right now, talking to the public about the Hillary Clinton email scandal and what the FBI has been able to determine. Meanwhile, we have Bill Salas with us, and it's always an honor to have Bill with us. His website, of course, he's the proprietor of ProphecyDepot.com. He is author of the new book, The New Prophecies, also the best-selling book, Psalm 83, The Missing Prophecy Revealed. Bill Salas, always good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, Bill. It's good to be back with you. A lot going on.
Oh, a lot, and no question. The news conference, we'll keep it up to date on that. But the main reason that I wanted to have you on today was the Internet has been buzzing over Brexit and the biblical application and perspective that Brexit may or may not have on the UK, the US, and the European Union. What's your read on this? Because this has been one of the top questions that I've been getting, you know, since the people in Britain decided to leave the European Union, Bill.
Yeah, this is really a hot topic as well in the midst of all these other hot topics we're dealing with. And just for your listeners to know, what we're going to be talking about actually comes from an article called Brexit, The Biblical Perspective for the UK, US, and EU. And it is available at my website, prophecydepot.com. With that qualified, let's talk about this because, you know, when you talk about the future and what the biblical perspective, the UK and the EU and the US probably have, this probably does have biblical ramifications, this move. And what it really stems from is the traditional teaching that someday the Roman Empire, which then became called the Holy Roman Empire, will disintegrate, but then it will reemerge again in the end times. And so when we saw the European Union start to form in the 1950s and ultimately get its name in 1993, and in the process, in 1973, the UK joined in with the European Union. So what we have here is people, the biblical prophecy guys were going at that time, as they were watching this, they thought, here we are. This is a sign of the end times. The Holy Roman Empire is reviving. And so this is just another indicator that we are now living in the end times, like with the rebirth of Israel would be another thing, this sort of thing. Right. So, you know, this really was getting people's attention. And then all of a sudden this Brexit thing hits And some of the prophecy scholars are going, oh, gee, what does this mean? Are we now not seeing a revived Roman Empire? Are we not in the end times? Will there even be a revived Roman Empire? So it prompted me to write that article, Bill.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe God decided to hit the pause button, Bill. You know, you and I, many, many years ago, we talked about the hope for America is an Nineveh moment, as we understand biblically, when the king of Nineveh understood that they were about to be judged by God. They did something rather quite novel in today's vernacular. They repented. And as a result of repentance, they got a 100-year reprieve. I don't know if that's in God's offing right now, if that's a possibility. All we can do is look at what God has done in the past in terms of some form of his character and the model. And it just brings up the question of a possibility and a hope.
Well, it does, because, Bob, the Lord does control the remote on world affairs, right? So he could hit the pause button. But frankly, I think he's hit the fast forward button. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is that when we look at the revived Roman Empire, it comes out on a condition out of chaos, out of necessity, not from noble intention, as best I can understand from all my biblical research. The EU was basically a concept of noble intentions. After the conflict of World War II, the European countries decided, why don't we Rodney King it, right? Why don't we all just get along? So the concept was great. It was noble. But it hasn't been working. It's a really loose fit. And the Brexit is just an emphasis of that. I personally think that the UK, although they may ultimately be in this revived Roman Empire, they may rejoin at some point in time when the world is really in a state of chaos after biblical prophecies have been finding fulfillment. And this is when the revived Roman Empire really does come on the scene, and when technically it's needed to be a world government in place to handle a world gone crazy. And out from that, by the way, comes the Antichrist. See, that's why this is important to understand the revived Roman Empire, because exactly. Daniel 9 tells us out from that comes the charismatic world leader of the end times. But my point being is that the UK and America, I believe, are in a different prophecy of their own in Ezekiel 38. And I think we're in Ezekiel 38, verse 13. I write about that in my Now Prophecies book. But the point being is that when I saw Brexit happen and they voted out on June 23rd of 2016, I was actually thinking that would be the case, because I think independently the UK is in its own prophecy. So that's also in the article, and I explain all that, Bill. But I don't know that God has hit a pause button here. I think what you're seeing here is the stage being set for Ezekiel 38:13 with the UK in there, in America, and that will be one of the most major events that hit world history. It's the most massive, armed, and dangerous Middle East invasion described by the prophet Ezekiel. And when that happens, along with a series of other prophecies I write about, I think you're going to see the world clamoring for some sort of stable semblance of order. Give us a revived Roman Empire again. Give us a world leader to come out of that. And so I frankly think this is a big stepping stone to really all these events starting to converge. So that's my take on it. It's just a little different than what you might be thinking, but I think this is in fulfillment of the prophecy.
No, I think it could be consistent. It's just, you know, as you and I have learned experientially during our faith walk, is that God is sovereign. This is his popcorn stand, and it will happen when he says it'll happen. But at the very core of all this, whether you look at the European Union, you look at what's happening in America, there has been a declaration of independence, but that declaration of independence is different than what our founding fathers had declared when they declared independence. It was independent from a nation, not from their God. If anything, it was an exchange. We're going to not be dependent upon Europe or on England. We're going to be dependent on God. And what we're hearing today in the culture is there is a declaration of independence from God, as Dr. Tony Evans would say. And I think that that's the very dangerous deal, where chaos enters in and all these other possibilities, you know, start to become a reality, Bill. So I think we're seeing it. I often say the one thing about prophecy is sometimes we're all blindfolded, filling different parts of the elephant. And the one thing about prophecy that we know and have experienced is that when God wants us to know, then it's the blinders are coming off, and it's almost the scales are coming off a little bit at a time, and we're able to look deeper and deeper and understand these things that are spiritually discerned, which is very powerful, especially for a time such as this. Bill Salas is with us, the proprietor of ProphecyDepot.com. More from Bill as we talk about Brexit here on Bill Martinez Live.
This report is brought to you by Hackensack Meridian Health. New Jersey just got healthier. Hackensack University Health Network and Meridian Health have joined together to change how care is delivered. Robert C. Garrett, co-CEO.
We intend to make our coming together more meaningful and groundbreaking as we anticipate Hackensack Meridian Health will transform healthcare delivery and serve as a national example. Our leadership is committed to implementing innovative models of care, advancing education and research, and thoroughly reimagining healthcare delivery to thrive in this new world.
John K. Lloyd, co-CEO.
Our commitment includes our network of physician practices, home care, rehab facilities, fitness and wellness centers, post-acute care facilities, and much more. This is truly the most comprehensive integrated network in New Jersey and one of the top in the country.
For more information, visit HackensackMeridianHealth.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Fight Premature Birth and Birth Defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Because I'm happy.
BillMartinezLive.com.
Well, if you heard the news at the news conference with Director James Comey, I guess the President and Hillary Clinton are clapping because, you know, they're happy what the recommendation of this FBI investigation has come to. Our conversation with Bill Salas continues. He is author of the best-selling book, Psalm 83, The Missing Prophecy Revealed, and also his latest book, The Now Prophecies. Bill, I just want to grab your comment here because we just heard the news that Director Comey and the FBI said there's not a lot there.
Right, yeah, and, you know, this just a brief comment on this. When you talked about how we closed out the first segment, talking about how we have, as the people, have declared a declaration of independence from God. Now, this is a process that we must all face now, where you're going to get the kind of foolish counsel and decisions and leadership that a nation deserves when they declare their independence from God. We have declared our independence from God dating back even way well beyond the Obama generation. We go back into the 60s when Kennedy was president on through Nixon. You know, we said prayer and Bible reading, and we got abortions in 73, and then the 60s of prayer and Bible reading. You watch this, you know, say goodbye to God through the years. And we get same-sex marriages culminating this in June 26th of 2015. And now, of course, we're dealing with, you know, same-sex bathroom issues and all. It's just going to get worse from this point forward. But in the process, when you declare that independence, God gives you over to these types of things. Now, one of the things he does is he tries to warn you about the downward slide. Is he gives you remedial judgments. We've seen this. We've seen the Twin Towers toppled. We've seen worst hurricane in 2005, tornado seasons, we get terror all over the place. You get prophetic voices like Jonathan Cahn trying to warn the country, and then you ultimately get the leaders you deserve. Now, what we've got right now in Washington, if you want to compare it to history, you go back to the Roman Senate when the Roman Empire divided. They were nothing but politicians giving lip service. They were ineffective, and they couldn't sustain the Roman Empire. That's where we're at right now. One of the first things that happens when a kingdom or a nation is judged is they're given leadership with foolish counsel. The Lord takes away the wisdom. And so at this point, you know, what you have is James Comey. He doesn't want to touch this hot political issue. Had he have touched it, it would have been thrown into the prosecution with Loretta Lynch, who met with Bill Clinton. You know, everybody's wondering what happened in that meeting. Mm-hmm. And I agree with what Rush Limbaugh said recently on the show, that the Clintons are just playing everybody. In other words, we Republicans think something's going to happen, but the reality is nothing will happen. They're just giving a little bit of, you know, things that get them excited, almost as if it's intentional. And so you folks should probably be prepared for a Clinton presidency. I mean, Donald Trump should be leading in the polls. I mean, the terrorism that's going on, the things with Brexit and his feelings about the Middle East. But I would not be surprised if we don't get an extension of another 8 years of the Obama situation through Hillary Clinton. I'm not making a prediction, but I'm telling you this is very much a possibility.
Well, it could be interesting. I mean, the country is already divided as it is, Bill, as you are well aware. And either this announcement from James Comey just infuriates and rallies the conservative element, you know, around Trump all the more, because what it looks like in terms of possibilities for this country is that if there's any hope, you can only hope that, you know, Donald Trump is your Obi-Wan Kenobi here. If he's not, you know, we know what Hillary Clinton is going to bring to us. We know what the Supreme Court will look like for generations, and the downward slide and the further disconnection from the founding fathers' intent of this, you know, of this God-blessed country.
Well, you talked about in the first segment, can this country have a moment of national repentance like Nineveh did? And would God hit the pause button if that's the case? Well, he certainly would. That's in his policy in Jeremiah 18. Mm-hmm. However, at this point in time, no matter who the president is, they're going to be facing unprecedented world events that can hit us, especially in the Middle East. They're not even going to know how to deal with that, in my estimation. Even if Ronald Reagan was president, he would have his hands full with what's about to happen. And, you know, we have to ask ourselves, is this nation that's so say la vie to God so bad now that we really will not repent? Because I warn American Christians, you think the Lord is up in heaven, draped in the American flag, humming the Star Spangled Banner. But how can we expect him to be doing that when we have pushed him away over the last five decades?
Exactly.
We are declining right now as a country. And so whoever the president is, are they going to come in and reverse same-sex marriages? Are they going to go in and stop abortions? Are they going to do the types of things that are displeasing to the Lord? I don't see that. And unless we start to repent, of the types of things that push straight arm God out of our society, then we are going to continue to see this country go on a downward slide. And that's what I think Jonathan Cahn is trying to warn.
Bill, people are not apprehending and connecting whatsoever with the spiritual significance of the decisions that this country has done just even in the last 10 years. You know, we've been very casual, as you say. We've straight-armed God right out of our culture, and here it is. And what lies on the horizon? I mean, you look out over it, and you talk about the calamitous events that are so pending. You know, the Middle East unraveling, you know, domestic terrorism, broken borders, our own economy, the threat of a very simple EMP attack on our country, and what kind of impact that would have on our population in terms of survival. Forget about the technology that we've depended on. I mean, on and on, all this stuff is on the horizon, Bill, and it's not like we have to wait until there's some perfect alignment of the stars for this to occur. I mean, this is a nanosecond away from happening.
Well, and you know, the Bible talks about a final Trump, a last Trump. And I try to warn Christians, listen, Donald Trump is not the last Trump of the Bible. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody's thinking that he's our Hail Mary, that he's going to reverse all the wrong that this country's done and bring God back into the country. Well, I sure hope that happens should he be the president. I'm not even sure he will be the president. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we're at a point right now, Bill, where it's a one-on-one relationship with individuals and the Lord. You know, whether you're an American or an Iranian or whatever it is, that relationship is available to them, and it's so important these days that opportunity is taken by all your listeners that they haven't done it yet, because this is now not about a world leader. This is about the leader of the universe, Jesus Christ. And,
exactly.
And I'm glad your show comes from the biblical perspective as well as the geopolitical perspective, Bill, because this is a critical time right now.
Well, we're trying to balance this out, Bill. You know, people are seeing things happening in their world, and they're going, okay, where is God? What is the meaning? You know, as Carl Berg used to say, he believed that every pastor in the country should go to the pulpit with a newspaper in one hand and the Bible in the other. There is connectivity there, you know, lest we think that God somehow is asleep. God is very active. He's not some man in the sky, as Carl Gallups wrote about, you know, some miracle maker on the in the sky there that just is capricious as however he wants to be. You know, God has given us prophecy. You know, when we've had 66, nearly two-thirds of biblical prophecy fulfilled with 1,000% average and a third still waiting to be fulfilled, as you and I have talked about before, I think the chances are pretty good that remaining third is going to happen, don't you?
It really is the only way to make sense out of what's going on in the world right now. To understand the current events that are going on from simply the political perspective, And the secular perspective, you are not going to understand what the future holds. You've got to look at the biblical perspective. And the Lord gave us a lot of information, more so information about this generation than probably any other generation throughout time. And so I agree with you 100%. And in the midst of all that's going on right now, you look at what's going on in the Middle East. Iran's in Bible prophecy. Syria's in Bible prophecy. Saudi Arabia. I mean, all these places, and especially Israel. And recently, Israel put together the biggest, most right-wing conservative leadership in their history with the new defense minister, Avigdor Lieberman. So now when you look at the face of the two leaders in charge of the military and the nation of Israel, you may as well look back in the Old Testament and envision a picture of Joshua and Caleb, Benjamin Netanyahu and Avigdor Lieberman, or Gideon with his 300 men took out 120,000 Midianites.
Yes.
You are looking at the face of Israel now that is ready for war if they have to. And Hezbollah, Iran just posted the other day, they've got 100,000 missiles in Lebanon been charged by Hezbollah, pointed at Israel. They recently said they could destroy Israel in 8 minutes. This is a critical time, and the Middle East is going to blow up real soon.
Exactly. Well, Bill, we're out of time. Bill Salas, radio host, conference speaker, and the best-selling author of Psalm 83. Bill Salas, always an honor to have you with us. It's 29 after.
Pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like AccuCheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
When I met you in the summer, to my heartbeat sound.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280 plus affiliates that we have here on Bill Martinez Live, welcome aboard. It's just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Gary Byrne is with us, who served in the federal law enforcement for nearly 30 years. In the U.S. Air Force Security Police, the Uniform Division of Secret Service, and most recently as a federal air marshal. Gary, thank you to your service to our country and to we the people on the heels of our Independence Day celebration, 240 years here in America. You know, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, and I appreciate your invitation today. I'm grateful to be here.
Well, he's author of the book Crisis of Character, and we're going to talk about this in just a moment, but both our heads are still spinning from the FBI director's announcement that with all the information that they investigated regarding the Hillary Clinton scandal, it pointed more towards incompetence than breaking the law. And I'm not sure what's worse. I mean, how does she go on as a legitimate presidential candidate when the FBI director basically has said she's incompetent? Well, so are we going to Peter Principle her up into the White House? Is that the decision?
Yeah, that's what it looks like. I mean, based on what I've seen over my career, and especially since I worked with the Clintons from about, you know, the time they got elected in the early 90s to the time they left office, this is par for the course. I mean, I did expect her to have criminal charges. Now that she doesn't, now they're just reaffirming what my book, what is in my book, Crisis of Character, is that she's just completely incompetent. She's a dictator. She wants all these big government programs, but she doesn't want to follow all the rules and stuff that come with these programs. For instance, one of the reasons she said she used her own private server was because the government ones were too slow. But how about fix the problem and then use it?
Yes. No, that wasn't, I mean, all that is just, you know, it's all plausible deniability. It's just obfuscation.
Yeah.
I mean, clearly, as you stated, also is, and you saw from these emails, the reason she had her private server is because she didn't want to be subject to FOIA requests. She didn't want to be held accountable. This is what the Clintons do. They've done it time again. I mean, the old saying, if you want to know what somebody was going to do, look at what they've done. This has been their pattern from day one when they entered into service, all under the guise of trying to serve we the people.
Yes, I agree 100%. And I can see that why people would be so upset with this. It's just it's incredible.
Well, it's going to either it's just going to cause Americans, Gary, to throw their hands up and just say, look, we have no say. We're totally neutered. It's like, why even bother to vote? Why even bother to contend with this messed up government and let it go? Or they're going to really get angry like they did in Europe and say enough. And they're going to come out and vote, and they're not going to allow Hillary Clinton to be the first woman president and have control of 3 to 4 Supreme Court justices.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you said it just exactly right. And my thing on it is, you know, I'd love to have the first woman president. For me, it would have been probably Farina. Mm-hmm. But if your guests are kind enough to get the opportunity to read my book, Crisis of Character, everything that they're angry about today, I talk about how I experienced similar things all through the time that I protected them. Mm-hmm. And it's just bizarre how they can keep, I mean, at some point, You stop and you think, am I really seeing this the way I'm seeing it? But you are. They are that corrupt, and they still seem to get away with it no matter what.
And you were only allowed to see so much, Gary. I mean, some of this stuff, maybe private phone calls and things that are coming out in terms of the Clinton Foundation, you didn't necessarily have privilege there, but you're seeing it from the surface. And, you know, it's like it looks like a duck and walks like a duck. You know, and reasonable people would come out and say, yeah, it's probably a duck. You know,
one of the things that stuck out the most to me, I use this as an example in my book, Crisis of Character, is when Mrs. Clinton was started running about a year ago, you know, full speed, so to speak, and she was trying to tell this great story about how when she landed in Bosnia, how, you know, they landed and they had to run off
under fire.
Right, under fire. Anybody in the Secret Service knew as soon as they saw that it was a complete lie. Because when you work around it, you just know, first of all, we know what happened. I mean, I wasn't on that mission, but I know what happened. Mm-hmm. And anytime you hear any politician, especially Mrs. Clinton, tell you something, you know, exciting like that, it's complete hogwash. And there's nobody in the Secret Service that had any doubt that she was lying. And sure enough, she was, and nobody, you know, her feet are never held to the fire. Oh, well, she misstated. She had it mixed up with something else. Oh, the other time that she was shot at, and nobody responded. Nobody, the Secret Service didn't know about it. You know, it's just bizarre. It's just hard to fathom.
Well, it's got to be difficult as a Secret Service member because, you know, your job is to protect you know, the president and his family. That is job one. But when you're around this stuff where you're going, wait a minute, you would hope to be working with someone who has integrity, that represents the highest office in the land, if not the world, and you have a breakdown in integrity like this. You know, this is, you know, it's probably something that gives you a sense that you want to go and take a bath every night.
So, When I was in the Secret Service Uniform Division, and basically what you just described, this, you know, we have a saying, it's just kind of a joke, but it kind of rings true. The American public elects them, we protect them. And now I'm voicing my personal opinions now that I've retired and I've written my book, Crisis of Character. But at the time when I was working there, I'll tell you that I was as loyal to them as anybody. And actually there's a couple episodes in my book where I tried to do the right thing for them. And sometimes you just can't help them help themselves. I mean, I wasn't trying to do anything illegal, but they were just things that, you know, your listeners will, if they're nice enough to read my book, they'll be able to discern for themselves. But their behavior is just so bizarre. It's just one scandal after another. And here's another scandal.
Well, and here it is. You've got a ground floor level. How did the other uniformed Secret Service personnel did they just kind of, you know, grit their teeth and just go, oh, well, you know, here's the Clintons and just,
sure.
You know, I mean, that's all you can do, right? Opinions.
Yeah. Yeah. We voiced our opinions amongst ourselves, and some of the guys were very hostile towards the President Clinton and Mrs. Clinton, you know, personally, you know, when we're sitting around eating lunch or having a beer, you know, off duty hours, that type of thing. But they, but when they were on the job, they were on the job, and they always did the right thing for them. But yeah, there was a, especially the guys that were like, that I'll say the Vietnam War era veterans, those guys.
Yes.
They were not fondly of President Clinton. They were really offended by the way he evaded the draft and the way Mrs. Clinton protected him over it. And, so it was tough for those guys, but they always did their jobs. So that's something I never want the American people to worry about. The Secret Service, agents or officers, they will do their job.
Well, Gary, I know Crisis of Character, your new book, has come under all kinds of attacks because, after all, you're going after, you know, the Clinton regime.
Right.
And just at this level, I mean, you're saying, okay, here's what you saw at the ground level as a uniformed Secret Service. What are other agents saying to you, if even secretly on the side, without any, because you really are coming out from the fray and you're putting yourself right in the middle of this whole controversy.
Yeah. So the agents themselves, I haven't heard too much from other than the negative. The agents, retired agents association, has come out and tried to slander me. The people that I purposely wrote this book without telling anybody because I wanted to give everybody who was in the Secret Service or who was still in the Secret Service or in the Air Marshal Service, I wanted to give them deniability.
Yes.
And two, a lot of the stories, you know, the people that are coming out and slamming me and even Mr. Clinton's campaign, here's the thing. If you don't believe that I was there when it happened, just look over across the room in the campaign headquarters, and that's John Podesta. And you can contact George Stephanopoulos and ask them because I saw those people every day.
Exactly.
President Clinton.
Gary, we got to go to break right now. Our conversation with Gary Byrne, author of the book Crisis of Character, continues right after this. Stay with us, America. 18 before the top of the hour.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This report is brought to you by Hackensack Meridian Health. New Jersey just got healthier. Hackensack University Health Network and Meridian Health have joined together to change how care is delivered. Robert C. Garrett, co-CEO.
We intend to make our coming together more meaningful and groundbreaking as we anticipate Hackensack Meridian Health will transform healthcare delivery and serve as a national example. Our leadership is committed to implementing innovative models of care, advancing education and research, and thoroughly reimagining healthcare delivery to thrive in this new world.
John K. Lloyd, co-CEO.
Our commitment includes our network of physician practices, home care, rehab facilities, fitness and wellness centers, post-acute care facilities, and much more. This is truly the most comprehensive integrated network in New Jersey and one of the top in the country.
For more information, visit HackensackMeridianHealth.org.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viva-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, thanks for joining us in the good fight to get this country back on track, God willing. It's just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Conversation with Gary Burns, author of the book Crisis, Crisis in Character, will continue in just a moment. But I have to chuckle here, Gary. The headlines with Drudge say FBI Director Clinton and aides extremely careless in handling of classified information. 110 emails sent or received on server contained classified information. Magic. She's cleared. So I guess, ignorance of the law is an excuse now in the 21st century. Are you ready for that? Gary, are you there?
Yeah. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. We're there.
No, yeah, I'm here.
Okay. No, I was just saying, based on, I guess, the conclusion from James Comey is that ignorance of the law is an excuse now.
Yeah, that's what it seems like. And if it was anybody else, they'd be getting charged. It's incredible.
I imagine Petraeus and how many other government officials down through the ages. I mean, they probably don't want to say anything because they got to figure if Hillary and her powerful contingent can get away with this, then this is quite foreboding, and everybody's going to take a giant step back and either be that much more convinced on the corruption of the Clinton Foundation and anything that has Clinton associated with it, and our current government. I mean, this is going to be tough to kind of connect the dots and figure out how do we reconcile this stuff. But, you know, you lived with it, Gary, firsthand there as a uniformed Secret Service agent, you know, serving the White House and serving the Clintons, and this is what prompted you to write the book Crisis of Character. You said you did so without any kind of announcement to other Secret Service agents, but I'm sure, you know, you've got that code among the Secret Service that you know no evil, you speak no evil, you don't do anything. You just kind of just keep it quiet, do your job, and ignore what's happening about you. But I imagine that, based on not only your report, but other reports, Gary, there was so much stuff happening with the Clintons, whether it was Lewinsky and other affairs that the president was involved with, stuff that Hillary's doing. I mean, between the two of them, there's such a cloud of, you know, of crud that follows them. It's like, gosh, I can't believe this country wants to relive this again.
I know. I agree with you 100%. One of the things that, that people need to understand about me and my book, Voices of Character, I always thought I would take these things to my grave. But about a year and a half ago, I decided when I saw she was running that people needed to know what the truth is. And, you know, as you mentioned earlier, that people, you know, normally the Secret Service people don't talk about this. But the truth is, a lot of the stuff that's in my book has been talked about in other books. But the difference is, that was told by Secret Service agents who, instead of coming forward and taking risks, they told their stories and anecdotes over free steak dinners and martinis. And, you know, where I'm coming forward and telling you what happened, exactly how it affected me in the first hand.
You know, I sense with them, a lot of it was kind of like a deep throat scenario. It wasn't like they wanted to come out of the shadow. They wanted to stay in the shadow, not have any declarative association with their statements. As you say, over cocktails and a nice steak dinner, and you know, it was anecdotal information that wasn't necessarily attributed to them. Now, you talk in your book, In Crisis of Character, about the Clinton marriage. I mean, you know, people, you know, scratch their heads over this, and you know, it was goofy enough as it was back then, and the prospect of us having to relive the Clinton marriage, it wasn't necessarily the most idyllic and an example to the rest of this country.
Yeah, it was very bizarre. And, you know, again, these are things I never thought I would talk about. But unless somebody comes out and tells the truth about Mrs. Clinton's poor character, the American people will never know. Mm-hmm. And my biggest concern now is, now that she's gotten this passed over the emails, and if she does end up becoming the next president of the United States, who's going to, and President Clinton, Bill Clinton, is living in the White House again, who's going to protect these young women that work there from him? We know what he did the first time. Who's going to protect them now?
Well, all you can hope is that, you know, maybe his testosterone level has gotten to such a point that he's not running around like that loose rooster on the ranch as he did back then. And, of course, you know, you relate situations where Hillary was quite violent and even abusive toward the president, her husband, right?
Yes, there's a story I tell in my book where I came into work one morning, and the guys that were going off shift relayed to us that the Mr. and Mrs. Clinton had a bad argument, a fight upstairs, an argument so loud that the house people that maintained the mansion and served the first family actually moved away from the living quarters because they were embarrassed that it was so loud. And at some point during the argument, there was a crash. And later on, when it was investigated, there was a broken blue vase. Now, this has been reported before, again, second and third hand. Mm-hmm. I know this happened because, one, I heard about the argument from reliable people. Two, I saw the broken vase. As soon as my friend told me the story, I walked over to the curator's office. That's the people that maintain the artwork in the White House. And sure enough, sitting in the curator's office, looking at there, was a small cardboard box with the blue vase, mostly blue, a little bit of white, and it was broken. Mm-hmm. And then the next time I saw the president over in the Oval Office later, he had a black mark under his eye, a black eye, and he was trying to conceal it with makeup.
Yeah.
So what I know for sure is there was an argument, there was a broken vase, and he came down trying to conceal a black eye.
Wow, that's crazy. Now, also, what has been reported, not only in your book, but in other books as well, Gary, is Hillary, at points on television and interviews, can present herself as very sweet, but we've heard that her language is about as coarse as it can get.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't have a problem with people under pressure. I myself use cuss words at times with the voice to get my opinion across or whatever. But what I describe in my book first as a character is her cussing right at people, the people who protect her. One of the stories I tell is a gentleman who came to work in the uniform division who had been in the Army a few years before and had been deployed to Somalia by her husband, President Clinton. And while this guy was in Somalia, he was wounded in an incident.
and he received the Purple Heart. Now, 3 or 4 years later, he's working for the Secret Service Uniform Division protecting the First Family. Mm-hmm. He's walking down the West Colonnade, and he sees the First Lady, and he says, "Good morning, First Lady," and she told him to go F himself. And that's just one of the things that happened there, of the many things that happened while I was working there. And I myself have been broke.
Yeah. She didn't want the Secret Service around any more than she wanted, a government email server, did she?
No, that's correct. That's a good analogy. No, she didn't. And, you know, here's the thing. I realize the Secret Service is it's tough to deal with. We're in your life all the time. But it was no secret of what the job prepared. They didn't get there by accident. Her husband didn't accidentally run for president. And one of the other things I'd like to point out, too, is the First Lady had a lot of power when her husband was president. And she wasn't, there were no checks and balances for her because she technically wasn't an employee.
An unelected, powerful position within the White House,
yeah,
huh?
Wow. Exactly.
Yeah.
And if she gets back in, you'll see the same thing from her husband. And in some cases, he's more powerful now than he was before because he sits on this huge pile of cash. And so, the things that I describe in my book, Crisis Character, they are bizarre, but it's true. It was my life, and it's how it intersected with their life.
Exactly. Well, Gary, you talk about Secret Service discussing. Here you are. You're protecting the president, and you're thinking, from existential threats, but you have an intrinsic threat there in the White House living with him that somebody might have to take a bullet for the president that his wife shot at him or something. I mean, I'm exaggerating a little bit here, but
no,
but she was very violent toward him, right?
Yeah, just so you know, the only people with guns are us, the Secret Service. So. But, yeah, she did appear to be violent towards him, and not just appear. I mean, we saw her, myself and many other people, and I talk about this in my book. I studied the examples of her getting so angry, where she got so angry one time in a car, a limousine sitting on the South Lawn of the White House, that she hit the Secret Service agent in the back of the head with a Bible. And I'm sorry, that's just unacceptable behavior.
Wow.
And then now we're one step closer to making her the commander in chief. I think it's dangerous for the country and for the world, to be honest with you.
Well, we got about a minute left here, Gary. You were called to give your testimony on the Monica Lewinsky scandal. That had to have been a tough situation because now, I mean, you're asked by an outside agency to come in and tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. When Secret Service generally, keeps information tied to the vest.
Right. And basically that was set up by the senior people in the Secret Service to compel us to testify to protect the cell. And I was one of the first Uniform Division officers ever in the history of the country to be compelled to testify against the president in a criminal case. And then ordered by Supreme Court Justice Rehnquist to testify. So it was a very bizarre time.
I bet it was. Well, Gary, congratulations on the book. I know it's probably bittersweet in some degree when you think and look back at your service to this country and that you've had to deal with this aspect and now find yourself compelled to tell the true story in Crisis of Character. Gary Byrne has been our guest on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, America, for being with us.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We've all heard about the